200 to contact. So you figure each of us did, what, 40 contacts? And then yesterday, 120 contacts. So you're, what, that's divided by 3, right? Another 40 contacts. It's kind of like, I don't know, I need to break it between.
Left behind a lot of all those, and I would go crazy.
Really impressed with that hammer back. I gotta say, not. I mean, I was tabbing all the way to the safe, and now I realize all you have to do is enter the call sign, the RSV, you know, the, your signal there, your signal report, his signal report, enter, and it's safe. It's that simple.
Box number is.
Well, if you park the park, correct. You got to then tab one more tab and then hit the park number. And it's cool because even without the internet, if you enter the park number, it'll tell you what the park is. So if you enter the call sign and you have internet, like you say, UDU, it comes up your name on the bottom. So you can confirm back, you know, say, okay, Wayne, I got you at a 57 in park K010. That's one way to confirm.
And talking about hammers, Alpha Alpha 3 Kilo.
Yeah, hammers. I haven't used it yet. I like this little hand for it.
Alpha Alpha. I'm like, no, I'm jumping there. Go ahead.
Okay, Alpha Alpha 3 Kilo Mobile, eastbound Sussex Bay side. I'm getting repeated quite choppy, so hopefully I'm not too bad into it. I'll be getting better. I've been doing a lot of POTA myself. Just did an activation earlier this afternoon back home in Pennsylvania before coming up here this evening. And I was looking at hammers, but it doesn't have, at least the last time I looked at it, it doesn't have a ring in a face yet. And to save my voice, since the ring doesn't have a built-in voice gear, the ability to drive a ring blaster.
True. It's simple, though. I mean, it's a good program. Like I said, we were using a club call. We did an activation. Best page. Contact in Bear Mountain yesterday, 120 contact. It makes it easy.
Yeah, one thing I did notice, it needs to say, I think the author needs to switch it so it'll log the time when you log the call. If you've got a lot of CQing between, it'll have an old time stamp in it.
I'm doing it wrong, or the way I do it is just enter the call sign again. Signal reports and enter, and the time's automatically there.
Yeah, but it appears to be the time when the screen was initially created with the blank entry field. So if you, do 5 minutes of CQing, your timestamp, when you finally log in, will be 5 minutes behind. You can hit the update button to get the latest timestamp, but you just have to remember to do so. I do a lot of contesting too, so the typical way is the time is logged and you will actually log and use them.
You know, it's funny, I didn't notice that. I'm going to check that out. I mean, lately we've been having some pile-ups and the time that we went to the time. The thing is that we were off by 5 minutes yesterday, but we chalked that up to the computer time is also off 5 minutes. But now you got me wondering, I'm going to have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, the updates I think have been coming out almost hot and heavy on it, so I'm sure some, will catch up on that. Maybe even add the ring interface capability or at least the ring blaster, being able to drive a ring blaster. Better I could just spend money and buy a newer portable radio, but I'm cheap like most hams.
Yeah, it's funny because it's still like, I don't know why, paper feels better for me, but we're getting used to this hammer, and so far it's pretty good, like I said. tried one other, and it wasn't very intuitive. But there was another one, I think, a call sign app, and I haven't tried that one, but so far, Hammer's been working.
Yeah, sorry to monopolize it here. N3FJP.